Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We had lots of stories for you this hour. Plus, we invite you to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question. 877-726-8255 is our number. And oh, by the way, that number available to you 24/7, 365. So if the urge is upon you to ask a question anytime during the week, you can call 877-726-8255. 8255, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions momentarily. But big story about multivitamins. And multivitamins, you know, in the Rodney Dangerfield sense, just don't get no respect, because a spate of studies have suggested that people don't need to take a multivitamin, because the vast majority of us get adequate amounts of all the essential nutrients by eating a balanced diet. You've heard that mantra again and again, so why take a multivitamin? And I just read a review on a medical site for doctors that poses the question, do we need to take supplements? And they went down in a methodical way, and for each and every constituent of a multivitamin, vitamin B1, B2, B3, folate, B5, B6, B12, you name it, A, B, C, D, and so on, E, they said that it's not been established that people need any of these supplements as part of a balanced diet. And if you're healthy, okay, if you have a terrible diet, if you're malnourished, if you have some kind of severe gastrointestinal problem that prevents you from absorbing supplements, okay, fine. But ordinary people, they conclude, do not need to take multivitamins. And in fact, this has had an impact on multivitamin sales. While the sales of some things, especially immune supplements, has gone through the roof, it's actually, there's a supply chain problem, it's hard to get certain of them now, multivitamins have actually declined in popularity over the past 10 or 15 years, because they just keep hammering away, you don't need to take a multivitamin. All right, now comes a study that was just presented at the 14th Clinical Trials on Alzheimer's Disease Conference. It's a big get-together, and it's called the Cosmos Mind Study. And they had two endpoints. They were looking at whether taking a daily multiple vitamin could have an impact on the likelihood of cognitive aging. And they also looked at cocoflavanols, which are kind of popular. We know that they may be beneficial for heart protection. Flavanols are dietary polyphenols, which have been shown to have a wide variety of health benefits, including supporting immunity as well as promoting circulation. So they wanted to study multivitamins, and they wanted to study cocoflavanols. And here's what they found. Taking a daily multivitamin for 3 years, you know, you didn't have to take it for 20 years, 20, 30 years. Sometimes you say, well, these studies, they're too short to show a benefit. Like, I've been taking multivitamins for like 40 years. So maybe I get a benefit, but who's going to do a study for 40 years? Everybody's going to disappear. Taking a daily multivitamin for just 3 years is associated with, get this, a 60% slowing of cognitive aging, with the effects especially pronounced in patients who have cardiovascular disease. Well, why? Because if you have cardiovascular disease, you may not be getting enough blood to the brain. The study also looked at the effects of cocoa extract, 500 milligrams per day of cocoa flavanols, and a standard multi-mineral multivitamin. And I didn't look at the details of the study, but maybe, I don't know if it's even that great a multivitamin, just a multivitamin, standard multivitamin. And what they found is that there was a benefit that emerged after 2 years of taking the multivitamin. So this is exciting. It translates to a slowing of cognitive aging of about 1.8 years. You know, and I'll take that. As you age, those years of cognitive intactness take on increasing importance. And that, you know, that's just from a standard multivitamin. So very cool study. And it vindicates multivitamins at the very least for brain protection. And there's so many other things that we can do for our brains. Taking omega-3 fatty acids, taking things that enhance and promote circulation like chiolic aged garlic extract, and anti-inflammatory things like curcumin, which has been shown to slow brain aging, and there are many studies looking at curcumin's potential to slow Alzheimer's disease. Multivitamins are just the base on which we make and formulate programs to target prevention and treatment of various diseases. All right, so let me take one of your phone calls, 877-726-8255. Let's hear that call. Yep.
This is Mary from Somerset, New Jersey. My question is, and I believe this might have come up before, as a 73-year-old woman with fibrocystic breast, I had a pain in my right breast and my right arm, let's say, after the second dose of the Pfizer shot back in March. It lasted for a few weeks. Now the question is, would you recommend, let's say if I was your patient, to get the booster shot? Just wanted to know your opinion. If someone has a fibrocystic breast and there was some slight reaction, it was checked out, I did go to my doctor and it all was okay, but now I'm wondering, gee, should I get the booster shot or maybe should I request a lesser dosage? Just looking for your opinion. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you for that question. This is actually a very interesting phenomenon because early on during the vaccination campaign, a lot of women showed up at their doctor's offices after the vaccine complaining of what looked for all the world like a suspicious mass in their breast or under their arms. And we know that one of the signs of dangerous breast cancer is axillary lymph nodes. Axillary lymph nodes, the, you know, little hardness, like a little marble kind of feeling as you root around with your finger under your armpit. This is a finding that created a little bit of concern. Not that the vaccine was causing breast cancer, but that it could make some women worry that they had a problem with their breasts. And then, of course, it turned out that it was a reaction to the vaccine, that yes, you do get swollen glands sometimes near the vaccination site. And, you know, the shoulder where you get the shot drains into the lymph nodes under your arm and perhaps also may affect adjacent tissue, which is, you know, the pectoral muscle, which is over the breast, or in this case, under the breast, or, you know, some of the fibrocystic tissue that you know, plagues a lot of women because if they do breast self-exam, it kind of drives them crazy. They feel like these bumps and bumps, and, you know, all it is a fibrocystic tissue And they may be in for more frequent exams, mammograms, and ultrasounds. Ultrasounds sometimes used because fibrocystic tissue is hard to penetrate by ordinary mammograms. So the answer, you know, to your question is you had discomfort, which was worrisome, but kind of ordinary when you get the vaccine. It's not likely that you're going to have anything more than the same or maybe potentially slightly worse discomfort. But you know what it is. You know what it is. You got checked out. Everything's fine. The discomfort is not a portent that you're getting breast cancer. And by the way, most breast cancer is silent when it comes to pain. And that's the worrisome part about it is if you got, you know, pain in your breast, well, yeah, you need to get it checked out. But it's more likely due to mastalgia, breast pain that's, you know, due to fibrocystic breasts. You know, the kind of breast pain that some women get gets worse with periods. That's less likely to be a sign of cancer than a painless lump that you feel. So there, I think, you know, especially if you're at risk, you know, and you want to complete your vaccination, it's been shown that one vaccine doesn't confer that much protection, particularly when it comes to J&J, but also with Pfizer and Moderna. Really, you need the two-shot regimen to complete your vaccine protection. And then there's the boosters, and that's a whole other story. 877-726-8255 is our number. Turns out Ben Franklin was right. Early to bed, early to rise. We'll talk about that when we return. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a solution for low B1. Zobria. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1, with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells to stop functioning properly, resulting in numbness, tingling, burning, and pain in the feet and legs. It may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to improve the functioning of these nerve cells. You can get Zobria risk-free by going to Zobria.com. That's Zobria.com, and get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance for relief of occasional minor aches and pains of overexertion, ache action, MSM, and hyaluronic acid. This suite of products may help to support a healthy response to normal physiological stress and promotes a balanced response to joint stress, flexibility, and mobility. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Not too late to squeeze in a call. One of the reasons that I exercise is, you know, it extends life. It's good for the heart. It's good for the brain. As studies show that brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, increases with exercise. So, plus, it's enjoyable. It really is nice to get outside, even in the winter, getting into the elements, getting natural sunlight in your eyes, feeling the wind, feeling the cold. Cold adaptation is part of our paleo legacy, and a little bit of cold shock boosts our immune system, accelerates fat burning, a lot of benefits to exercise. So this study demonstrates that anxiety is effectively treated with exercise. It's one of the most important things you can do in treating anxiety and depression. And this is a theme that has been introduced into modern psychiatry. There was a guy for a while who used to be the running therapist. He used to say, okay, you want an appointment with me, you got to come running with me in Central Park. He would run people around the reservoir and do a session while running because he was so committed to the benefits of exercise. I guess it worked for him, and people were willing to pay for his workout sessions. So this new study published in the Journal of Affective Disorders looked at 286 patients with anxiety syndromes performed in Germany. Half of the patients had lived with anxiety for at least 10 years. Average age 39, 70% were women, and the individuals were either given an exercise session, moderate or strenuous, for 12 weeks. And the results show that their anxiety symptoms were significantly alleviated, even when the anxiety was a chronic condition, compared with a control group who simply received advice on physical activity, according to public health records. In other words, they said, you know, yeah, you should exercise. So read this and just tell you, too, you should exercise. But they ultimately did not undergo supervised exercise sessions. Most individuals in the treatment groups went from a baseline level of moderate to high anxiety to a low anxiety level after the 12-week program. For those who exercise at relatively low intensity, the chance of improvement in terms of anxiety symptoms rose by 3.62, so almost a fourfold reduction in anxiety chance of improvement. Those who exercise at higher intensity, even better, 4.88, a nearly fivefold likelihood that their anxiety symptoms would be reduced. So it is what they call in medicine a dose response. A dose response, which means, you know, you take a little bit of a medication, you get maybe a little lower blood pressure. You take more of the medication, you get a better result in terms of blood pressure. That's the way exercise works, in a dose response fashion. So what did it take? Both treatment groups had 60-minute training sessions three times a week. So both cardio and strength. And the moderate group reached 60% of their maximum heart rate. The more intense group, the aim was to attain 75% of maximum heart rate. And and they were kind of gassed. This degree of exertion, they say, was perceived as high. So they pushed themselves. So what they're saying here is, why aren't doctors in primary care utilizing these types of treatments that ultimately really can work to alleviate anxiety? Yes, we've got the pills, many of which are addictive. You develop a dependency. Exercise represents an important underutilized resource when it comes to management of people with anxiety issues. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Get out there and do something. It's a beautiful weekend, wherever you are. 877-726-8255 or number. Yeah, lots to worry about, but exercise can help alleviate that. This is Intelligent Medicine.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Jot it down because you can call any time during the week and record a question. All right. Ben Franklin was right. Early to bed, early to rise, you know, the thing, right? Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. But yeah, it's really difficult to maintain sleep discipline with all the binge-worthy offerings on TV. Plus, now there's flexible remote work schedule options that are allowing more Americans to skip the commuter grind of daily 9-to-5 office attendance. So people are staying up later and later. A recent study shows that going to sleep between, you won't like this, between 10 and 11 p.m., is associated with a lower risk of developing heart disease compared to earlier or later bedtimes. And that's because the body has a circadian clock that aligns with natural light. And when we subvert that rhythm, as with shift work or jet lag, it places strain on self-regulatory biological patterns. Yeah, it's a no-brainer that sleep deprivation is bad for the body. It elevates cortisol, which is a stress hormone. It worsens insulin resistance, and it limits the time for what's called the glymphatic system. That's the cleanup system in the brain to rid the brain of the day's accumulation of toxic byproducts. Appetite increases and poor dietary choices are made during that late night witching hour, right? Which we all face. You get hungry and all those food ads pop up on TV with consequent weight gain. But there's a Goldilocks effect when it comes to sleep. It's less well known that oversleeping, too, is bad for the heart. So all you folks going to bed at 8 o'clock, I don't know, maybe that's not so great. Maybe you should stay up a little longer and rearrange your sock drawer. In a recent study, participants who slept less than 6 hours or more than 7 hours had a higher chance of death due to cardiac causes. So that's like that zone of, you know, not too much, not too little, Goldilocks effect, just right. Yeah, you know, I pretty much adhere to this in my sleep routine. Tempted as I might be to queue up another episode of my favorite guilty pleasure, right now I'm going through all the previous seasons of Dexter. It's usually lights out around 10:30, and since I live on the East Coast, that puts me at a disadvantage when watching sports events. After the seventh inning or the third quarter, I pull myself away. I'm okay with getting the scores in the morning when I wake up refreshed. So there you have it. All right. This item has to do with CBD. You know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, and that has implications for sleep and relaxation. There's a real breakthrough in herbal products from a CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients. It's Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD. It's CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. They really work. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and it contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine, and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused and not groggy as with pharmaceutical pills. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients So to learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. They want you to try it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Okay, let's hear from one of our recorded calls.
Hi, calling because you had a recent program in which you discussed a clear, C-L-E-E-R, I believe is how it was spelled, a soft plaque test. But I'm on the net and I can't seem to find it. Is it possible you could go into greater explanation of where to find this? Thank you.
Yeah. It's actually, the outfit is called Clearly. And if you go to clearlyhealth.com, but it's spelled C-L-E-E-R-L-Y health, clearlyhealth.com. And it's something that I just learned about, and it's new. And what it represents is an advance over EBT scanning for calcium. EBT scanning for calcium has been around for a while, and it's one of the ways you can find out if you're prone to cardiovascular disease. If you have a zero score, fortunately I did the test at 65 and found I had a zero score, you're pretty much in the clear. If you have an elevated plaque score, generally that's a sign that you may be at higher risk. But the problem is they're looking at hard plaque, calcific plaque. And the real culprit in heart attacks and strokes is soft plaque, which is not visualized by that technology. So, in fact, what ends up happening if you improve, if you follow a healthy lifestyle and or you take a statin, you may end up with more calcific plaque, but you have less in the way of soft, potentially ulcerating or blood clot forming soft plaque. Soft plaque is the culprit. Well, until recently, we had very few ways to visualize it. Clearly is a brand new technology that enables people to take a scan. You get injected with a dye. It's a scan that looks at the circulation, and they can actually break it down by hard plaque versus soft plaque versus the really dangerous ulcerogenic kind of plaque. And it's kind of cool. It is, I think, the wave of the future, but it's not readily available. There's a scanner that's available to patients in Manhattan in New York City. So you could come here and get the procedure done, and then your doctor can analyze it. It's a new company, and they've got really good team of researchers working on it and helping to enhance and develop the technology. And it's got some startup money. So I think it's eventually going to become the paradigm that more and more doctors are going to turn to when they really want an answer. You know, like you go to a doctor and you say, well, you know, I got high cholesterol. Do I really need to go on a statin? Well, you can get an EBG heart scan, but some would argue that the presence or the absence of a lot of hard plaque doesn't necessarily guarantee that you might have soft plaque. That's one of the criticisms of the EBT calcium scan. With the Clearly scan, you can actually differentiate. And it's actually very cool. I've seen some of the sample test results. And you can also repeat the test, after you've undertaken some kind of program, diet, exercise, certain supplements, perhaps a statin, and see if indeed you're making progress. Because with the EBT calcium scan, you may have worse calcium, but you may be better off. That's kind of the paradox of EBT calcium scanning. Clearly, spelled C-L-E-E-R-L-Y, website clearlyhealth.com. All right, 877-726-8255. I'll remind you of that number. All right, when it comes to taking supplements when you're undergoing conventional cancer therapy, most oncologists and radiation oncologists will tell you, stop your supplements, because it might interfere. It might actually get in the way of the effectiveness of the chemo or the radiation. And in particular, they single out antioxidants. They don't want you to take antioxidants because they say, well, if the antioxidants protect the cells, they may also protect the cancer from the radiation or the chemo. So it really puts the patient in a bind because they want nutritional support, but their doctors tell them, you know, get off of everything when you're getting conventional treatment, and it scares them. Here's a study of how a supplement can enhance the benefits of radiation therapy for cancer. It's published in the November 5th edition of Science Advances, a mainstream journal, and it shows that L-arginine, that's the pirate amino acid, L-arginine, which is available over the counter. It's an inexpensive oral drug. They call it a drug. It's a supplement. How arginine could enhance radiation therapy for cancer. Amazing results, because brain metastases, very hard to treat, but they administer radiation to keep them in check. They found that by administering arginine prior to standard radiation therapy, by the way, it was taken orally as oral pills or powder, in 31 patients who had brain metastases. Nearly 78% had a complete or partial response in their brain tumors over the follow-up period of up to 4 years. Wow, a complete response? That's challenging when you have brain metastases. But unfortunately, only 22% of the 32 patients who received a placebo prior to radiotherapy had such a response. So the notion here is that arginine is a radiosensitizer. It may enhance the effects of radiation treatment, not get in the way, but actually promote the cancer cell destroying effects of radiation therapy. So they're calling for more and more studies of a supplement that is inexpensive and widely available, generally considered safe. The theory is that part of how radiation destroys cancer cells is via nitric oxide. And the investigators hypothesized that by boosting nitric oxide production, it might be beneficial, because while tumors can use nitric oxide to aid their growth and survival, they have to keep it low, below certain limits. And so, in effect, what the radiation plus arginine is doing is it's flooding the tumor. It's overloading it with nitric oxide, which could weaken the tumor's ability to repair radiation-induced DNA damage. And research in animals shows that indeed is the case. 6 months after the course's radiotherapy, 82% of the arginine group had improvement, or at least no worsening of their brain tumors, compared with 20% in the placebo group. So, well, very cool. This is research, mainstream research, utilizing a nutritional supplement, and I hope that it finds its way into mainstream practice. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine.
There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And you can write that number down, because if you call 877-726-8255 during the week, you can record a question and we'll take it up next week. But big study here on fish intake and cerebrovascular disease. One of the things that you see if you take an MRI of the brain of somebody who is 70 or 75, almost invariably you see these little white lucent, they call them, areas, just little tiny dots. And what those dots represent is areas where there may be destruction of the white matter due to poor circulation. And this increases in people who have high blood pressure, because I guess the high pressure tends to burst the tiny blood vessels in the brain. And it's not an actual stroke, but it's like tiny, little tiny mini strokes, which ultimately rob you of brain power. So they did a study using MRIs, and they recorded the dietary history of individuals in France. The individuals were age 65 and older, none of whom had dementia, stroke, or a history of cardiovascular disease. So they were essentially healthy, and they underwent brain MRI, and their fish intake was assessed through a questionnaire. And they looked at the association of fish intake with cerebrovascular disease that might be found, the subtle findings on MRI. And here's what they found. Compared to participants consuming fish less than once per week, those consuming fish 2 to 3 times per week had a 19% reduced risk of having these changes. If it was greater or equal to 4 times per week, there was a whopping 30% reduction in cerebrovascular disease burden as determined by MRI findings. The association of fish, the protective effect of fish, was stronger in younger participants, 65 to 69, and not significant participants aged 75 or older. So it doesn't, you know, once you're 75 and you start eating a lot of fish, it may make less of a difference. But early on, it could offer protective effects, particularly at that stage in life where you're more vulnerable to those changes. So how do you translate that? In the younger age group, that's 65 to 69, that's cool because I would be in the younger age group. Consuming fish 2 to 3 times per week was roughly equivalent to not having high blood pressure. In other words, high blood pressure, clearly a risk factor for cerebrovascular disease. But you could get equivalent benefits by eating fish 2 to 3 times a week as by not having high blood pressure. That's pretty cool. They conclude that this study provides evidence that in individuals, even without stroke or dementia, higher fish intake is associated with subclinical cerebrovascular disease. In other words, subtle changes on MRI. All right, here's some good news from our friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear is back in stock, just in time for fall allergy season. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is a powerful, all-natural allergy fighter. It decreases allergic reactions and reduces sinus congestion and supports strong blood vessels. And it contains NT Factor. That's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to support the mitochondria and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and also reduces some of the aspects of aging. The mitochondrial theory of aging is a prominent one. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years. Don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it for my patients. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can find Breathe Clear in the entire NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. And from now until November 15th, get 10% off Breathe Clear with NT Factor. Just use coupon code BREATHE. That's BREATHE. Are you spelling challenged individuals? Some people confuse breath with breathe. Use coupon code BREATHE at checkout at ntfactor.com. Okay, this item has to do with the effects of coffee on blood sugar. You know, after a bad night's sleep, it's common to offset fatigue with a bracing cup of coffee, right? It really sort of jolts you into awareness. So a study sought to determine whether sleep deprivation in combination with a cup of strong coffee before breakfast could hike glucose and insulin responses to a sugar challenge. And what they found is that combining sleep deprivation with an energizing cup of caffeinated Joe caused blood sugar to soar 50% higher after the simulated breakfast. The implications, too, are if you're going in for a blood test to test your blood sugar, don't have coffee before. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. This was a great program. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by going to drhoffman.com, download our podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.